Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Power of Being with I.A. Young. My name is Shelley Burgess, and I have the honor to be your guest co-host this evening. We have an exciting show, and of course, we want you to hear and join the conversation, comment, or maybe just you've got some words and feedback for I.A. Young. The number to dial in is 515-602-9723. Let me give that to you one more time. That's 515-602-9723 to dial in, to call in, to join the conversation. To kick things off, I want to tell you a little bit about the visionary of The Power of Being, Iris A. Young. Iris is an author, certified life executive coach, speaker, and training consultant. She has more than 20 years of experience creating and implementing a full range of soft skills curriculums, personal and professional development training programs and services. Her client portfolio includes nonprofit, for-profit, and, of course, faith-based organizations. And she really, really has a heart for at-risk populations. Iris is a woman of faith, rooted in biblical principles. She's passionate about helping people live their best life. And without further delay, it is my honor to introduce to some and to welcome to others, Iris A. Young.
Good evening. Hi. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. I am so excited to be here, and I know you all could have been anywhere else, so I'm so glad that you took the time to log in and join us this evening for what I hope to be some inspirational and informational conversation. So thank you so much for joining us.
Tell us a little bit about the pod, you know, this radio show and your inspiration for wanting to launch it tonight.
Well, you know, it has been a vision of mine for 3 years now. And it's really, for me, it's really exciting to see what was in my head, just a thought, to really be something that is tangible. It's come to life, and I'm able to share it with other people. The other thing is it's very humbling because I believe that someone listening is going to be uplifted, they're going to be inspired, or they're going to hear something in the conversations that we have that's going to enable them to change the course of their life and to want to live their life more fulfilled and more purposeful. So I am very excited about that. I'm very excited about that.
What did you feel was the why now? Why did you feel like it was important to start now? We're the last day of the first month of 2023. Talk to us about the timing.
Well, you know, I think first and foremost that I was ready. I was ready to share my journey. Mm-hmm. I was ready to let the world see and know my true self. I was ready and rooted in knowing that what is on the inside of me, God placed it there. It is purposeful. And my process of healing and overcoming grief has brought me to this very moment. You know, Shelley, people in the world today, it seems like the world is just spinning off its axis, actually. And
right.
people are demanding to be heard. They're demanding to be respected. They're demanding to be seen. But no one is listening to one another. No one wants to take the time to get to know what makes the other person tick, how the other person thinks, how the other person feels. You know, I believe that there are people out there right now, they may be listening, that are feeling challenged by life and that are struggling with a variety of life issues and feel like they can't grow through, not go through, but grow through those situations and circumstances and be able to see through to the other side. And I'm on a mission through this podcast, through every opportunity that I have to speak to people. I'm on a mission to help people grow through their life issues and come out stronger and better than ever. So it's now, it's time. And that's why I wanted to do it. Yeah,
absolutely. And I know you have a book that you recently released. We're going to get to that, hopefully. Hopefully you'll take an episode in the future and talk exclusively about that.
Oh, but yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah. What can listeners hope to receive in tuning in or downloading?
Well, I think the main thing is hope. You know, we are living in a time where we've gone through 2 years of COVID, right? We've been confined. We've had some of our basic privileges that I think a lot of us took for granted taken away from us or curtailed. And I think the world is just losing hope. Hope in freedom, hope in independence, hope in a God, because I'm a spiritual person. My foundation is God. My foundation and my belief is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that the world is in need of being able to hold on to something that's going to give them hope, that's going to enable them to see and believe that what you're going through is temporary. It's temporary, but that we have lifelong solutions that can enable you to get through any circumstance in your life and come out strong. And I believe that if you anchor in God, if you're anchored in something that motivates and stimulates and strengthens your spirit and your faith, you can survive anything. You can come out strong through anything.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So listeners, we have kicked off the debut episode of The Power of Being. Join the conversation. It's not too late. We're just getting started this evening. The number to join the conversation, say hi to Iris, make a comment, 515-602-9723. That's 515-602-9723. You're listening to The Power of Being with I.A. Young. So we're gonna jump into some questions and look and wait for some callers to dial in and join the conversation. Maybe they're in their car driving home from work or just finishing up dinner, putting the kids to bed, like that. But let's dig a little deeper and go beyond the veil, if you will. And
absolutely.
Just launch in. What exactly does it mean when you say being? Is that a new buzzword? We've heard it, but let's break that down. What does being mean to you?
Well, being is looking at the core of who you are. It's understanding that to be your very best self is a choice. It's understanding that who you are, the very essence, your skills, your gifts, your God-given gifts, and your talents from the inside out. Being requires us to step out of what we know as being comfortable and to push past comfort so that we can explore what is temporarily uncomfortable. You know, we only can do what we know. And when we talk about who we are as a being, we want to explore every facet of who we are, not just from a physical standpoint, but from an emotional standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, being is really about exploring the whole of who you are and identifying those things that need to grow and acknowledging those things that may need to change and not being afraid to go through the process of changing them. So being is just that. It is being everything that God placed on the inside of you to be. And I believe that purpose is just that. Purpose is you being your best self. When you tap into being your best self, then the work of purpose finds you. A clear example of that is me sitting here talking to you all right now. I had to go through a process of learning the good, the bad, and the not so pretty about myself, the things that I was great at, but the things that I needed to work on. And in going through that process, I realized that there was something on the inside of me that I could share that could change somebody else's life for the good. And that's why we're sitting here today. And that's why we're talking about the power of being.
Oh, goodness, folks. You've given us a lot already. Let's unpack this a little bit.
Sure.
One of the things you talked about was change. And not everyone finds change easy. It can be a challenge. Maybe we get so comfortable, right? And we don't even know we need to change. So one of the things
that's a real place.
One of the things that's on your show page is doing soul work one episode at a time. Talk to us about that.
So, yes, I use the word soul work a lot. And just to put it into context, we as human beings have three parts. We are flesh.
Okay.
We are spirit.
Right.
And we are soul. And the soul part of us is our mind, our will, our emotions, and our intellect.
Okay.
So when I talk about doing soul work, first and foremost, any work of change that we do within ourselves or any attempt to better ourselves, it has to be done from the inside out. That's the only way it's going to be sustained. You have to, whatever's on the inside of you is going to show on the outside of you. So when we talk about soul work, it's not necessarily talking about going back to bad experiences in your life that have caused you to develop negative mindsets and negative self-talk or even self-defeating behaviors. But what doing soul work really entails is recognizing that because of life experiences, the good ones and the bad ones, those experiences have framed how you see the world and how you see your place in the world and how you function therein. So it's really tapping into and identifying how your life experiences impact you emotionally, impact you mentally, impact you physically, and more importantly, impact you spiritually. And soul work is walking all of that out to find where our missteps were and to learn tools and strategies on how we can really course correct or grow better.
Okay, so is it hard being?
Oh, wow.
Is that hard? I mean, we talk about change being difficult.
Yeah.
If we're being, is it hard? Why or why not? Maybe it's not. But
well, that's a relative question, because
some
days it can be easy and some days it won't be easy. But where the in-between lies is your choice. Change is not always easy, nor is it painless.
Okay.
But you have to want to be greater in essence of who you are. You have to want to be better in the midst of the things that are self-defeating you. And you have to choose and say, you know what, this might be hard, but I'm going to push through it because I don't know what's on the other side. You know, I have some coaching clients, and sometimes I'll have a client that'll say to me, I can't do it. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. And my question to them is, but what if you are? What if you can?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's getting past our thought process, because what people don't realize is everything you need to be successful is already on the inside of you. You just got to find it.
Wow. You're sharing a lot of really good information and nuggets for us tonight. Listeners, you're listening to The Power of Being with I.A. Young. Join the conversation, 515-602-9723, 515-602-9723. Wow. Okay, so there's just so much. You know, for a little word, there's so much packed into it as it relates to ourselves. I know at the top of the show you talked about why now. What would you say to the person that says, I'm really fine, I don't need to change, you know, I'm good? I mean, it sort of speaks to that at some point in life we arrive to a place where we can escape change.
Sure.
So talk to that person.
Well, the first thing that I would say is that none of us are perfect. There's always something that we can do better, or something that allows us to be better. The question I would ask a person like that is, do you walk in love, unconditional love? Do you love the person that gets on your nerves, your last nerve? You know, have you forgiven every single person that's ever hurt you? Have you held a grudge when somebody said or did something? Are you selfish?
Oh, wow.
Do you argue with people about little things? You know, there are things that I call it autopilot.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is sometimes we've been doing things so long that we do it without thinking. We put ourselves on autopilot. We're just getting from point A to point B. We're just trying to make it through life unscathed. The life, the world right now is too serious. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on. I don't need to talk about anything deep. I just want to keep it light, keep it simple. But is that really fulfilling your life? Is that really giving your life substance?
Sure.
Are you really living, or are you just existing?
Wow.
So we all have work to do, you know, some more than others. But no one escapes the process of change. No one.
Okay. I see we have one caller here. I'm going to open up the line.
Yay. All right.
Caller, if you could give your name, where you're from, and ask your question or comment.
Would that be me?
Hi. Who is this?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I am amazing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Is this Katrina?
Of course. Yes, it is.
Hi, girl. How you doing?
I am wonderful.
Great. Thanks for joining us. What's your question?
Calling in to show my love and support and congratulations to you for allowing the hold ups and the setbacks and the distractions and all those wonderful things to actually be under your feet, and you are moving forward in faith and doing what thus saith the Lord. So I am excited for what's to come.
Oh, thank you, Katrina.
On the talk of the power to be, because we are some awesome people. We are becoming some awesome people
yes.
in God and individually. So I'm excited. I'm here.
I am so excited to have you. I thank you so much. For those of you that are listening, Katrina Williams, I met her a year ago now. And through a women's ministry that I have called The Gathering. And she is so, you are so dear to my heart, Katrina. And I'm just grateful that God has given me opportunities to create platforms for other people who God has birthed vision and purpose into. And you guys are going to be hearing more from Katrina in episodes to come. She's going to ride shotgun with me, and we're going to have a great time, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes. We are riding this in faith.
Yes, yes.
We are riding this in faith. We are being and becoming all that God says we are.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Real quick, Katrina, while I have you on the phone. Oh, okay. Well, real quick, I just want to thank you. And when we come back, the next episode that you're going to be joining us on, I want to talk about your journey of being as well, because I think it's powerful, and I think people are going to be blessed by it. So I just want to thank you so much again for supporting me, and thank you for calling in. And we'll talk soon.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Okay, wonderful.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Power of Being with Aya Young, her premiere episode this evening. The number is 515-602-9723. Call, join the conversation, comment. You have a comment, feedback, or just want to, you know, love on Iris this evening, 515-602-9723. We do have another caller. I'm opening up your line. Caller, if you could tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Sure. My name is Amina Baylor. I'm calling from Northern Maryland. I just wanted to call in just to say thank you for being transparent with this information. You mentioned earlier, Ms. Young, that you went through some things in order to get to this place, and
yes.
I feel like that's something that people need to know. It's not that just that you have information to give, but actually that you've gone through things that allowed you to be able to share a journey of information, a journey of valuable information that can help
yes.
other people. So first, I just wanted to say thank you for that. Also wanted
thank
to say congratulations
you.
On your show.
Thank you.
And then ask a question.
Sure, absolutely. I love you so much. Thank you. Yes, ask your question.
So my question is power of being.
Yes.
A lot of people are a lot of things.
Yes.
When we come to you as a life coach or just listen to your radio show or read your books,
yes.
are we able to determine what we want to be versus what people ask us to do?
Oh, that's a great question. The answer is yes, you would learn what it is you want to do. I think part of being is allowing yourself to identify what your needs are and what your core values are that center around the decisions that you make in your life and really getting to the root of what makes you, you. I think that we will be providing, well, not even to think, I know, we're going to be providing from episode to episode different tools and strategies. You know, this is a reciprocal type of conversation. I don't have all the answers. You know, I want people to call in. I want people to share because I think that there's value in people telling their story. I think there's value in people sharing not just what has happened to them, but how you went through the process, came out on the other side, and what you've learned through it so that you don't have to go through it again, if that makes sense. So we absolutely are going to teach you tools and strategies. Some things are going to be caught, meaning somebody may just drop a nugget in conversation, and then some things may be taught, but we're going to have a ball doing it. So
that's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Amina.
You.
That was a great question.
We have another. Yeah, it sure was. We have another caller. Caller, your line's open. Tell us your name and where you're calling from this evening.
This is Lisa Leonard from Accokeek, Maryland.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I am fantastic. I was not going to let this opportunity bypass me. And so I needed to just call and congratulate you. I know you've been working hard to get to this point, you and your team. And so I just want to say congratulations. I'm excited for you. I am
so
excited to be part of this journey and listening about, you know, listening to the conversation and jumping in when I can. I'm just excited for you.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much. Lisa is an amazing person in my life. She is someone who has truly, in the last year, we've only known each other a year, but she has become my ride or die. And I am so excited for the things that God has allowed us to do together and for where we're headed. And you guys, this is not the last time you're going to be hearing from Lisa. I definitely am going to have her on one of our shows. She's going to be a guest host with me. And we're really going to get into some good conversation, aren't we, Lisa?
Absolutely. But, you know, listen, I didn't call to get edified. I want to edify you and this, and I want you to take it all in.
Thank
you. I want you, because this tonight is huge. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to hear you. I'm so grateful for the opportunity for you to be at this point. The world needs to hear from you.
Oh,
and so
thank
this
you.
Incredible moment, and I just want to say I love you.
I love you too.
Congratulations again.
Oh, thank you.
We'll talk later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye.
Folks, you're listening to The Power of Being with I.A. Young. It's a glorious evening. But we want to hear from you. Join the conversation, 515-602-9723. Before we go to the next caller, I want to get in another question for you, Iris. I know one of the callers asked, you know, what will we get? You know, are you a coach? Can we be coached? What can we get? Can you dig a little bit more into maybe perhaps what listeners will take away at the end of every episode?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's my hope that listeners that are hearing to the broadcast will have will hear thought-provoking conversation that enables them to see areas of their own life that may need change or even growth. You know, I really have a desire to see people become unstuck from self-defeating behaviors and negative thinking and self-talk. So I plan through these episodes to provide practical tools and thought-provoking questions and conversations that will help people through this program and in their own time and space to really think about some things and start working mm-hmm. some things out. You know, I want listeners, Shelley, I want them to hear hope.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's
in
it's
this
needed,
time, it, yeah, it's so needed. You know,
yeah.
all we hear lately on social media, on the news, is toxic
right.
conversation. You know, people
That's
living
right.
a fear-based existence. And
yeah.
the world needs not just people saying, oh, it's going to be all right, but really showing
mm-hmm.
them how it's going to be all right.
Yes, yes.
You know,
I can
encourage you all day long, but if you don't know
mm-hmm.
how to apply what you're being told, then what
mm-hmm.
is it doing for you other than making
sure.
you feel good for the moment
right.
until the next shoe drops and then you fall right,
right.
back into the same behaviors? So I want to make sure that people are hearing hope. I want to make
okay.
sure that people are getting strategies. I want to make sure that people are getting information that they can use, and not just information, but application of the information. That's what I hope
sure.
the listeners will take away from these episodes.
And if I could just add, you know, to the listeners, and Iris, just please just chime in. This is the power of being with IA Young is a safe place.
Yes.
It's a place, you know, like I said, you have a long day at work, you come home, and you just need a me moment. Maybe you tune in, or maybe you download a previous episode, but it's still, you know, to join you every 2 weeks, it's a safe space to share. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a a judgment-free zone. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to talk in a way that is discouraging or demeaning. I want you to believe in the power that's within you to be your best self. And if there's anything that I can say or do to help you through that process and go through that journey and grow through that journey, I'm here for it. And I hope you are too. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Callers, we have just a few more minutes with IA Young this evening. You don't want to miss the conversation. I encourage you, dial in. Take a minute. Take a self-care minute. 515-602-9723. It's 515-602-9723. IA Young would love to hear from you. And we'd like to hear your comments, your thoughts. Maybe you have a question that you just want to ask in a safe space and get some insight on. Encourage you to go to the platform, follow her so you can get updates on when an episode is going to be available. You'll want to visit her website. I do know that is in the process of being updated and fine-tuned. I see we have another caller. Let's go. The callers. We've got callers calling in, but they're dropping. So they're driving home and they're
okay.
So the callers are dropping.
Okay.
So there is a few more minutes. But Iris, when it comes to some future episodes, can you give us a little sneak peek about what we can expect in the coming months?
Well, yes. As you all know, well, you may not know, but this broadcast, this program is going to be bi-monthly. Our next episode falls on Valentine's Day. So we won't be live February 14th. So we won't be live, but what we will be doing is uploading a pre-recorded episode. And in that episode, we're going to be talking about the capacity to love.
Whew.
Yes, the capacity to love. And in the upcoming months, we're going to talk about, we're going to have different co-hosts. We have a young man by the name of Darrell James, who he's going to be speaking to us about, from a male perspective, how your life has impacted how you walk out this life that you're living as a man, more importantly, as a Black man, and how your upbringing has impacted how you emotionally process life and how you emotionally process and navigate relationships. So that's going to be a good one. That's going to be a really, really good one. And you know, as far as other episodes, yeah, and as far as other episodes, I'd love to hear from you, the listener. Hey, it's not just on me to just come up with all these topics. I really want to know what you want to talk about. So send me a message in the chat, inbox me, leave a message on Facebook. Those of you that have my contact information, send me a text message. I want to know what you want to talk about, and let's talk about it.
That's good. The young man who will be a guest in the coming months, it's really timing right now with, you know, what's happening with Tyre Nichols and the reactions and how that is impacting not only men but women and thoughts of the impact to children who might see or hear about what happened to him. So that's certainly going to be an episode I don't want to miss, I tell you that.
Yes.
Iris, it has been an amazing. This is your first show. You have what is called a PowerPoint, right?
Yes.
So talk, what is that?
So each episode, I want to leave you with something that you can reflect on. It is a power. So I want to leave you each episode. I'll end with what I call the PowerPoint. And with next episode, we'll talk about it. You can reach out to me. We can talk about it even more. But tonight's PowerPoint, the word be is an action word, and it appears in some variation over 14,000 times in the Bible. It's a commanding word. You know, when you think about it, and if you say it with conviction, it directs us to do what follows the word be. Be encouraged. Be strong. Be fearless. As we go through this journey together, I want you, the listener, to think about this. Who do you want to be at this phase in your life? Episode after episode of the Power of Being podcast will take you on a journey to look inward and to challenge yourself to grow beyond your comfort zone in order to live life with intention, purpose, and gratitude. This is I.A. Young. I want to thank my co-host, Shelley Burgess, and I want to thank each of you listening for joining me here on the Power of Being. Thank you so much, and good evening.